Georgia teenager allegedly force-fed alcohol, urinated on in hazing incident. By Michael Foster on April 3, 2023. A Georgia teenager claimed he suffered abuse at the hands of other teenagers, landing in the hospital after allegedly being forced to drink large amounts of alcohol. Fox 5 reported Trent Leerkamp, 19, was hospitalized after a group of teenagers allegedly forced him to guzzle vodka, tied him to a chair and urinated on him. A GoFundMe page description claimed Leerkamp had allegedly spent Tuesday night with a group of people who he thought were his friends. They picked him up from his house, and he expected to have a casual night with his friends. Trent wouldn't know until it was too late that these were not friends, but violent abusive perpetrators who would go on to torture, humiliate, and assault him in inhumane, terrifying ways for hours, the page read. He was dropped off in front of the ER doors. He was deemed inconclusive to life, only passing 6 breaths per minute. Since that evening, Trent has been on a ventilator in the ICU, battling fevers and a lung infection. An incident report from Glynn County Police obtained by VSafe indicated an overdose was reported on March 21. The Glynn County Police Department announced on March 26 that it was conducting a criminal investigation regarding an incident that took place involving minors, adding claims about the case were already circulating on social media. Fox reported that the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, had taken an interest in the case. A security officer at the hospital contacted emergency services and described the incident as a possible hazing, per VSafe. "Hello, this is Officers Charles at the hospital," the security officer said. "Yes, ma'am, somebody in the ER room number 35 wants to do a report with a county unit for possible hazing." An April 2 update to the GoFundMe page indicated the teenager is thankful for the well wishes, the love and support that you all have shown to him. He wants you all to know he's alive and well but has a long road to go towards being fully recovered from the trauma. The update also quoted Leerkamp as saying, "Justice will be served." Glynn County Police encourage members of the public to come forward with information about the case by calling 912-264-1333.